As each of us has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Good morning, 1 Peter 4:10. And think about what I'm saying. I was listening carelessly as I'm wandering through my own devoted path here. Feet that never get walked. You've been given faith, you've been given love, passion, forgiveness. The chains of sin and wickedness and death have been lifted off of you, but you don't exercise within those rights. We would often say, well, why aren't you utilizing what you're utilizing? What you've been given, do you think somebody else could be utilizing it in a better shape, way, or form? They do it real old school. They come down to a measurement of skill, talent, and ability. Whether it's God-given or it's creature-taken, nobody's really sure. But they'll make the assessment. Could somebody else lead the life that you've been given more passionately, more devotedly? If they were given what you've got and they had what you got, would they be capable of more deliverance? And in some cases, the answer would be yes. And if the answer would be no, then you truly wonder. But the acknowledgement can be denial of his presence. Well, I am fruitful within the blessing that he's given me. That smallest light that's shining through on the foundation. It's being repaired. I'm not waiting for the darkness of the abyss to abrupt the life that I've been given. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Matthew 7:2. Well, we think along that line though, isn't it? It's not just right for me and wrong for you. I tell you, that's wrong for me, but it must be right for you. It's the exact opposite. Any mindset that becomes in a sense of maternal, you maternalize it. It's conception. You're growing within it. You're expecting a baby. The egg's going to hatch if you would. It's something that you believe in. So if it's right for you, it needs to be right for the ones that you love for, the ones that you care for. And how about the ones you hate about? Love your enemy as yourself. But I don't have any enemies. I don't make any decisions on anybody. I said no. Consent is the true form of unconditional love, repentance, forgiveness, confession somewhere along the lines. Or did confession come first? It might be after the fact that we attempt to figure out where we're going within this world. That is to the carpenters and to the builders and to the masons. And let them use it for buying timber and quarried stone to repair the house. Well, every deed and every enactment, whether it is of worth, economic gain, or spiritual, maternal, intellectual, the focal point, heart, soul, mind, body, and spirit, and thought, word, and deed, let them use what we have. We, as an entity, as a human race, so we're not defined, so we're not abstruse, so we're not obstructed, rather so that we can continue to grow. How many of you care about the common growth of humanity? I want to see humanity do well. I want them to have prosperity. I want them to have love. If you employ, think about this for 1 second, if you employ anybody, you could be if somebody would even come over and wash the laundry, do a couple loads weekly, think about what I'm saying. If you employ, offer them life and love. Yes, of course, everybody wants compensation. There's no good deed or bad deed that goes unnoticed. And there's no wages that shall be held back from you, not even for a night. Excellent. Yes, of course. 2 Kings 22:6 was the first. But reference life and love. If you offer them life and you offer them love, well, there's just some things in this world that you can't put a price tag on, right? I mean, it doesn't regardless if you throw it in the bag or not. It is worth more than you can actually spend or buy. And I think that's where real world value comes into play. Now, I value being alive. You know what I'm saying? I value humanity. Everybody that's in this world, I'm looking for them to be happy so I can be happy. You know what I'm saying? I got you. You got me? I got you. And he said to them, pay attention to what you hear with the measure you use. It'll be measured to you, and still more, it'll be added to you. Mark 4:24. So not only are we reminded that how we view things is the same perception of deception, of that what comes back to us, but still more, it will be added to you. The more you give, the more you're going to receive. And it might not always be economic value. It might be of worldly value. It might be of eternal value, spiritual, physical, emotional, substance. There's certain ways in this world to where you can continue to grow, and he's going to provide it for you. Do you think that we shall have prosperity by being given life and not using it? So the beginning of the discussion, you have feet, yet you've never walked. God's given you hands, but yet you've never labored within those deeds. You've been given unconditional love, forgiveness, repentance, unconditionally, but yet you're incapable of loving. Whose problem truly is it if you cannot exercise within what you've been given? You guys know me, right? Where you at? Where you at? I ain't mad at you. Discipline, degree, competence means I walk within this life because it's been what I'm given. I'm giving it and they're giving it back to me. It's not one-sided. I got love for you, but I can't help you. You know what I mean? Turning the cheek, walking away all cold-shouldered. Think about the good worth of a good spouse and a good wife. And vice versa, the good worth of a good husband. They are invested into you. I'm working with my medical team daily, my own personal confession with advanced medicine. I want to be more sensitive. In what way? Physically sensitive for pleasure, but then also emotionally, physically, intimately, intellectually. I want to know your dearest wants and needs, and I want it to be a priority. Not like I'm all clingy, hanging on the side of your purse as you're walking down the street, but I want us to be united in one. I got you. You know what I'm saying? We need to talk to our creator that way. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me. Am I doing something wrong? It becomes very, very relevant. You don't want to sideline anybody, not at this given moment. Lord, forgive me. Give and it'll be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use will be the same measure that is used against you. So in Luke 6:38, I think it dabbles into a little bit of 39. Give and it'll be given to you. Isn't that true though? How do you know you want to be loved? Because I got nothing but love for you. And if I'm only giving love, then I'm going to be receiving love. Amen. In your own personal relationships, don't forget to exercise the love that you've been given, the love that you've been receiving. If you receive love from your Christ, your Savior, your Redeemer, you've been blessed in economic means and ways and shapes and forms that can only be accredible to Him. I ain't mad at you. I mean, come into my heart, soul, and mind. Save me, redeem me. You know, He works miracles within us. He uses us as the opportunity to let that light shine through. That foundation might be cracked. It might be shaken. It might be bitter. It might be battered. But you know what? You put them new sneakers on. You walk right down the road. Where you at? You look good today. You know what I mean? I got you. He'll keep you firm-footed within the solid foundation of Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. And you don't have nothing to worry about. If He's got you, you got Him, and it's vice versa. So you better utilize them sneakers that you've been given. You better utilize them hands that you've been having. You got to watch. What time is it? You know what I'm saying? It might be your time and your time to be that miracle in somebody else's life so they can start shining. It's not about what we want and what we need. It's about what we can do for one another. That's where I'm saying, you know, we're all alive in some way, shape, or form. What good is a life if you're failing to live? Whew, you're getting to the nitty gritty here. I'm about to shut the door real quick. It's getting cold. You know what I mean? What good is life if we fail to deliver on Christ's eternal promise? I don't seek eternity no more. I'm not worried about it. When I lay my little baby girl down at night, I'm not praying to her. As I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I forget about the testament as to why I'm alive. When I'm waking her up in the morning, good morning, how are you? Did you want to say a prayer before you get out of bed? Think about what I'm saying. Think about it. You need to be devoted in what you've been given. Are you utilizing what you got? And think about one another in your relationships. So God is the focal point in our spousal connections, in our relationships, our intimate relationships. What she's given me, am I capable of giving her? I mean, I got a whole lot and a whole bunch to give over here. You know what I mean? I ain't mad at you either. So what I've got to give, I want you to be receptive to it. So allow me to be more sensitive. Allow me to take the blinders off, to be more receptive to the ways that she loves, how she thinks, breathes, eats, and sleeps. You know what I mean? I still ain't mad at you. I want to be capable of taking in on what she's got to give. And I think, Lord, forgive me, I think it's one of our truest forms of confession that we have. No, I love you. You know what I'm saying? I got nothing but love for you. She comes up in the door. No, I got a bone to pick with you. It better be about God. I can't let you sever this vein here right now. You know what I mean? I'm talking an abundance of everything, outright overloaded. You see my cup? There may be mighty days to where it's heaping. And I ain't mad at you. You want a drink? For real. I said of laughter, it is mad and of pleasure. What use is it? Ecclesiastes 2:2. I said of laughter, it is mad and of pleasure. What use is it? So whether it is right or wrong, righteous or evil, good or bad, Here it comes. You know, I mean, I can still find joy in it. The happiness, it is mad. That's frowning. End of pleasure. Boy, that feels good. You know what I mean? I know. Very good. And what use is it? It's for our use so that we can find fulfillment. You find good in the right and wrong in the bad, or wrong in the right and good in the bad, vice versa. They go hand in hand, not for denying your acceptance. Your acceptance comes from Him, your Creator, your Savior, your Redeemer. He's the one that's putting life within your lungs. He's the one that's making it so that you can breathe. He is the one that's truly taking you to above and beyond and keeping you happy so that you can shine in ways that are only incredible to Him. Well, no, I ain't putting myself on the sidelines. Not today. Not today. When do you want to start receiving those blessings that you've been receiving? What you mean? I heard you got life. You got Christ. You heard of Christ, right? I heard you got breath that's been put in your lungs and you got life. What good is life itself if we're not using it? Forgiveness, repentance, confession can get turned into the excuse as to why we're not exercising within the right of life that we've been given. Ain't nobody telling you how to live. You're not walking around in chains and shackles. You heard of Christ, right? You're allowed to live the life that you lead. I had a discussion this morning. Boy, what a relevant discussion. Very, very powerful in the sense of intellect and knowledge and power. Outright love for it. And of course, here I am, swifted away. Everybody knows Christianity. I believe in the One, the Holy, the Father, the Son, the Mediator, the Creator, the Advocate, the Good Counselor, who I seek daily. God help me. And the conversation that I had was no more than confessions of everybody's worries and concern. Not one person did they have any love to proclaim. Not one person did they have anything good to say about anything in any way, shape, or form. So the confessions are so bitterly salty. I'm listening to what you're saying, and your worries and your concerns are no more than the inequity that you possess, maternalize, and you're giving life to it. But I told you, I said, you've been given unconditional love and life. What good is unconditional love and life if you ain't using it? Well, we shall worry about all these other entities, but you shall not. And if you shall, it shall be your problem. I walked away scratching my head, and I couldn't get over the fact that I can only change self. But yet so fruitfully blessed in every way, shape, and form, I give credit back to Him, and I put it back within His hands. I am saved. I am redeemed. I proclaim it. I testify it. I confess it. I am happy about the life that I lead, and I know that I can't change anybody else. But if you cannot make things better, it's not like Bambi under the thumper. I'm trying to get a little bit Twitter patient. Where you at? Right? If you don't have anything nice to say about anybody, don't say anything at all. So we're either part of the solution or part of the problem. But where's the mindset? Where's the finish line? Where's the checkered flag? Where are you going? You know what I mean? Yo, whoa, hold up. Where are you going? Who are you? Where'd you come from? Right? Remember, the purest form of testament. What you been given? You know what I'm saying? What you been given? I got a friend, and I mean, we always think different. I apologize. Forgive me. And the same mindset becomes practical. You know, with that life you lead right there, with all these different entities, with all these blessings you receive, I just wonder if somebody else was given a leg up in this world, if they were given the opportunity, if they'd be capable of managing and handling a little bit better. That's for real. You know what I mean? It's just real for real. You see individuals up in homeless shelters, they'd be folding tenfold each and every day, just waiting for somebody to bless them. I mean, they outright got it. They're embracing the life that they got. You know what I mean? I'm just waiting for God to send me down my blessing, and I got it. I'm out the door marching away. Hey, I'm mad at you. You know what I'm saying? So we think, but the comparison notion, it doesn't define us, but rather it enlightens us. The gift that we've been given, are we holding it near and dear to our heart? Or are we starting to fuck it? Is it getting awful trashy up in here? Somebody needs to take the trash out clean. You know what I'm saying? Get you cleaned up. Get your shower. You feel a little bit better. Smells bad in here. Whoever makes any like it to use as perfume shall be cut off from his people. Exodus 30:38. Hey, you ain't got to mask yourself. You know what I mean? Walk around mask up. Come on. Where were you going with that? You ain't got to hide who you are. You ain't got to deny His presence to yourself, to your spouses, to your children, much less anybody. They're either going to outright accept you and love you for the life that you live. And by the way, you know what? He already knew every decision you were going to make prior to making it. Some would say the conscience is only the delusion of somebody else's wants and needs. You better follow your heart. You know what I mean? You better follow your heart. So when it comes to that point to where you can mask it, you can hide it, you can sweep it underneath the rug, you ain't got nothing to hide. They ain't gonna change you. They can't change you if they wanted to. It's about him, and it's about you. He lives within you. You don't live within him. I told these individuals at the discussion, the talk this morning, I says, I find it to be different. I said, I think I don't exist in the world, but yet the world exists in me. And how come, might you ask? Because I create my own world. See, I live in a lawless world. I don't make any decisions on anybody in any way, shape, or form. I don't need limitations, restrictions, right? Because limitations and restrictions are not of love. They're not of Christ. And what if it's not what you've been given? Well, you know, I mean, I know you weren't given hate. I know you weren't given the ability to judge, to condemn. I know you haven't been given the lack of acceptance. You got just the opposite. I mean, it sounds like it's your problem. Have you ever heard that notion before? I mean, shit, that sounds like it's your problem. I ain't mad at you. When it's your problem, it's your problem. It's outright yours. You own it. And don't let your problem become somebody else's. So the lawless world that I live in, I benefit somebody each and every day, and I'm given each and every day so that they can be blessed. I don't make decisions on anybody. I'm not crossing lines. I know what I'm capable of and what I'm not capable of. I know my levels, my extremes, my own defiance, because he's delivered me. He's removed the chains and shackles off of me, and I'm no longer restricted, limited, nor do I have to frown or put my head down. Oh, you know what I mean? Where are you at? Let me see that chin. Let me see that chin. Mm-hmm. Let me see that chin. Raising the head up in there, you know what I'm saying? I got you. We need to praise one another. We need to be looking out for one another. I don't care if she said it's wrong. I don't care if you think it's right. We need to be looking out for one another with unconditional love. Live in a world to where the only option you have is sustainment. Now, I got you. You know what I mean? I mean, I got you. Regardless of any decision you make, every option you have is sustainment. That'll take you above and beyond, right? It'll take you to a place to where your existence is not something that's written down on paper. It's not something that can be denied or accepted. It's not something that can be approved. You're going up a promotion or shackled in chains. You're being demoted. That breath that was put in your lungs, boy, it's real valuable. You know what I'm saying? You're running on a full tank of fuel and you ain't ever going to be hitting empty. That dome line ain't going to turn on and neither is the service engine soon. You got it. You outright ready for an eternity of miles. You just keep running right down that road. So to answer the question, could somebody be living the life that you're leading and could they be doing it more effective, more efficiently? I'm looking up at God in Christ. You know what I mean? I got you. I'm not worried about what somebody else is doing. But if you shall need anything in any way, shape, or form, don't be afraid to ask. You ain't got to throw a fit. You ain't got to be mad at me. I'm going to go to the courthouse, see if I get some paper served. You do what? Come on now. Treat others the way that you want to be treated. What you give is what you're going to receive because it's right for you and everybody else that you love and that you got in your family. I'm telling you what, I meet some individuals, I ain't trying to throw no names out there, I ain't mad at them, you know what I'm saying? But I meet some individuals, I'm telling you, what they're giving to others, ain't nobody trying to receive it. You know what I'm saying? Let me get you a broom real quick. Since I got a deal somewhere over at Walmart. Get you one of these brooms, you clean the floor, I ain't mad at you. So whether you're sitting at that board meeting, or you're sweeping the floor, whether you're down on your knees and marry me, please, marry me, or you're sitting at the courthouse waiting for that divorce to be approved. I mean, judgments and facts. Lord, forgive me. Where are you at now? You still got to keep him close and near and dear to your heart. He's the reason. He's the one that you are enlightened, that you are saved, that you are redeemed. Don't be afraid to deny him when you need to deny him, but don't be afraid to bring him right back on when you need him. And by the way, it better be about God. I got nothing but love for you. You ain't got to fight with me. You ain't got to argue with me. What you want? You want? You need something? We need to have a better form of communication. Look, I'm invested in you for eternity. It don't matter what somebody else says. It's about us. Remember, excuse me. Am I doing something wrong? Is there a reason you're not including God and Christ in our relationship anymore? Hoo-wee. I'm going to get you. You know what I mean? I'm going to get you. I'm trying to get a little bit of bread and water up in here. This is normal wine and bread. The body, the blood. Or is it the blood and the body of Christ? Yes, of course. I am forgiven. I am redeemed. So that solid foundation, and I mean, I know you got feet, you got hands, the laboring of the deeds, the acts, they speak louder than words. Outright actions, where you at? I ain't mad at you, right? So the feet that have never walked, he made my feet like the feet of deer and set me secure on the heights, Psalms 18:33. I'm talking about that solid foundation. You can't be shooken, cracked, bittered, battered, bitten, shaken in any way, shape, or form, because he put your feet on solid foundations of him. You are forgiven, you are redeemed, rebuked, turn the other cheek, absolutely walk away. There ain't nobody that's going to hold a light to you in any way, shape, or form. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. You know what I'm saying? John 13:14. I ain't mad at you. Look, you stumbled, you falled. I got you. What you need? He already knows that we're going to fall. He already knows we're going to make mistakes. Don't let the scripture, your spouse, the teachers, the judges, anybody in this world, much less yourself, the conscience acceptance of reality, what do you believe in and how are you walking? Don't let it turn into slavery. I'm not going to be a slave to condemnation anymore. I'm not worried about the judgment. God's got me. You know what I mean? I don't care what you got going on. Quit trifling. Go outside. Get some fresh air. God's got me. You know what I'm saying? Wash one another's feet because he washed your feet. What you've been receiving, be capable of giving it, and it'll come back to you tenfold. Guaranteed. You put my feet in the stocks and watch all my paths. You set a limit for the soles of my feet. What does that mean, though? I'm not allowed to walk this way. You were supposed to take a right back there. You ended up taking a left. I think you're going the wrong way. You better get down. You better start confessing. You better start repenting. Yes, of course, born again, delivered, thankfully redeemed. Hallelujah. Whew, he's got me. You know what I mean? I'm capable of returning back to him, and he's capable of returning back to me. I don't think you have anything to worry about. But that depends on the way that you live. You start getting a little bit twisted, and before you know it, you ain't happy. It's going to fall down on you and not on him. Be thankful for what you've been given and be capable and competent of utilizing it. And must my sheep eat what you have trodden with your feet and drink what you have muddied with your feet? That's a little bit extreme. I don't want to eat what you've been walking all over. Ezekiel 34:19. Come on now. I got my own. He's been giving me my own. Lord, forgive me. So our truest form of devoted testament is not being defined nor denied, but rather learning what he's doing for us and what we have in what forms of blessings without measure and without score, and then taking it and utilizing it on a value to where we can be thankful and can be happy for the life that we're living. In no way, shape, or form shall we ever be condemned, nullified, shackles and chains, slaves to the scripture, but rather the life that we've been given is no more than the truth, the light that'll set us free. Lord, forgive me. Be sure to follow Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and listen to the Buzzsprout feed. If you have any discussions and enough of us want to get together and you want to hold a webinar, you want to talk about it, you want to see how it's enactment in your life, how we can have community involvement, how we can have world involvement, how we can continue to move as a ministry, be sure to reach out to me. I've even got my number listed on there. Don't be afraid to hit me up. Let me close in prayer. Our graciously Heavenly Father and Christ, our Savior, Redeemer, as this life you've given us is so blessfully redeemed, let us be the notoriety of holding that chin up high. Let us raise our hands when we're in need and of need of you. Let us be thankful for the hands and the feet that we've been given, for the levels of competence to the discipline and degree and the capability of outright good measure for where we can walk within those lines. Let us not cast frowns and down upon one another or judge or condemn, but let us build one another up and raise them up to be glorified, to be sanctified, to be born again, to be redeemed. For each and every one of us has stumbled, and it's never too late to fall. Or is it to be born again? One might work with the other. Lord, forgive me, and so help me. With love, with passion, with grace, let us find the best of one another, and let our commitments be true to you and true to the ones that we make commitment to. Remind us that your love is unconditional, but it is also private, that we don't need anybody telling us yes or no. We don't need to be denied and we don't need to be accepted, because we know that regardless of what path we've chosen, you're still going to accept us with love, with passion and grace. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and Christ our Savior's name we pray. Thank you for the donations. Thank you for continuing to listen, and thank you for the support. Have a very, very blessed day. And by the way, if you don't mind me asking, you've been given life. What you doing with it?